A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I played the drums for maybe 10 years before I ever started to play guitar or banjo. My drums was my first main instrument, and so everything that I play with this kind of mentality, kind of a drummer's mentality, which is very rhythmic. You know, I just make myself happy with the instrument, you know. I don't listen to other people, music, like, oh, it needs to sound like this. So I just like, no, I will take it and make it sound that makes me happy. Played with many different, we've done it in many different forms. I've done it as a solo act, yeah, Woven Hand. I've done it as a duo, just myself and a guitar player or an organ player or a drummer. The main part of the band is myself and Ordy Garrison, who is the drummer, who is unfortunately not with us at the moment for the first time in our career, which is his father just passed away and he has many things to tend to at his house. So we have another friend of ours that is playing drums for him, and we've had all kinds of different people playing with us, you know, men and women, you know, violins and cello, and it's just depending on what the record is and what the record needs, and right now it's more of a straightforward, just rock and roll. Well, yeah, I was, you know, born in Denver, Colorado, in America, in the middle of America there. A bit of a strange family. My father was a motorcycle, was a biker, you know, and his father was a preacher, my grandfather, and we went to his church, and this is where I first was interested in music, just singing, you know, a very small group of people, and usually no instruments, maybe just an organ or something. Yeah, music for me started in the church, and played in, different kinds of music as a child, just AC/DC, I think, at school. That kind of set me on a path that I would continue for quite a long time, but always having this kind of gospel music, you know, white gospel music, not so very soulful, which is more like hillbilly gospel music. And, you know, of course, listening to Johnny Cash and Hank Williams and all of this country stuff at the same time. You know, playing in different bands, punk rock bands and rock and roll bands, and a band just before 16 Horsepower, which was called the Denver Gentlemen, and I just played accordion and a banjo. I wasn't the singer, I just played some music, and this band didn't play for very long, and many troubles. So I started 16 Horsepower on my own, and that was the first time for me to write lyrics and to be the singer, and you know, all of these influences as from a child coming together and forming kind of a solid in my mind of my creation of, you know, just what comes out of me. So it's and still to this day, you know, I listen to, you know, all kinds of traditional music or whatever, but at the same time very aggressive music, and so my world mixes this way.
Oh, the heights of death, the width and breadth.
there's generations of this, you know, in the 60s you have this movement, you know, kind of the folk movement, right? And alongside the rock and roll movement. And even before, you know, in the 50s. And so there's always influences that people that are mixing things, you know, from long ago still. And so, you know, it wasn't something totally unique, but it was unique enough, especially where I come from in Colorado. There's nothing like that. And, you know, there were certain bands that played an important role for me. A band, you know, the Gun Club is one band that was doing that in Los Angeles when I was a kid, and that was something that I recognized. And even The Birthday Party, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, his early stuff as well, you know, playing with these same themes. So that these music kind of, I went to school with these men. Yeah, I mean, each generation, like I say, there's people who become interested in maybe their own folk music or folk music from somewhere else, and they blend that with other interests that they have. So it's nothing new, but I have a peculiar way of merging these things simply because I'm self-taught. You know, I don't know how to play any of the instruments. I just teach myself, and so it has my own character to it, I guess. We're a little bit strange in that. I mean, we're a bit difficult to work with, I think, for record companies because we don't, you know, there is a program. Yeah, you make a record this time of year, you wait this long, you put the record out, you tour, and then you go home, and then you do it all again, right? But I've never really worked well within this system. So, you know, a lot of times we will continue to tour when everyone says, no, you can't tour now, you don't have a new record, you know, you have to have something new to play. But I think a lot of times the people who say that, they don't really understand the audience. I think the majority of the audience is, you know, they will listen to any song that we play, you know, because each song is as important as a next. And but of course I try to keep busy, and I like to keep creating, and so yes, we keep making and keep going, and fortunately, you know, the people still come, and so we are continue. Not always. I mean, this is, you know, they're completely two different worlds. It's possible to merge them, you know, and I think we've sort of tried to do that with the new album, but you know, other times I want to make a studio album, you know, where things were obviously you're not going to be able to do that live, you know, but that's okay with me, you know, and it's not a problem, and I don't mind it being quite different live than it is on the CD. Nor do I mind it being similar. You know, it just depends on how I feel at the time, I guess. Right now, we recorded everything live, so it's very similar to the live show. But of course, the live show is always louder, heavier, more energetic than the studio. You know, it's. Sometimes it's easy to get too comfortable in a studio or something like that. I mean, not that we go to any big studio anyway, you know, it's just somebody's basement, you know, or something. There's certain people on the that I know in the music world, and some of them are from a more rock and roll background, and others from serious folk background that have had a major influence on me. And Musikash is one of these bands. Their music has always had a really big influence on me, and their attitude, and just the sounds they make, and them as people. I was fortunate to. They played a show near my house in an old church in Denver, just literally like a few blocks away from my house. And I went there and met them, and they're so open and friendly to me. And this was maybe 15 years ago, and so I've had this relationship with them ever since. And, if we don't come to Budapest to play, they come to Vienna to see us play, they travel, it's amazing to me that they, put this effort and interest in me and what I do, and I'm very just overwhelmed by this this relationship. But it's I've been to their homes in Tordas, and listening to just the gypsy music, and it couldn't be any more wonderful of an experience, and. So we continue as often as we can to play together, to be together, to whatever, And we've played together in Holland a few times and different shows. But they're very special people.